Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with my Faith and Freedom show. I call it Preservative Talk Radio. Yes, Preservative Talk Radio. Talking about these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong, I'm hoping to get elicit some kind of response from you. Challenge you to think, to burn some calories, and to not... Well, actually, I got to tell you, I talked to a group of high school-aged homeschool folks. I'm facilitating a class. They study a book, and then we get together on Thursdays, and I kind of get them the advanced lesson. We talk about the things that the founders were reading. We actually read from those things that those who were writing the Constitution of the United States were actually having to go to get inspiration and guidance with regard to framing government. So it really does put things in perspective. And as I was talking about things today, one of the things that we were talking about Article 2, that's the section of the Constitution that institutes the presidency. And we were talking about its relationship to the king, to that monarchical element of government that was framed in the Constitution. And in that discussion, we talked about what, even in England, there were chains that were put on the presidency, that he could do, the purpose of the king was to protect the subjects and to uphold the law, to uphold what they considered a constitution. Basically, the Constitution was not written in a document, it was observed by how they did things and upholding the common law and protections. They're specifically to uphold the liberty and protect the property of people. And property was sacred. It was very important. So today, as I was discussing things with these folks, I was really kind of giving examples of things that we see today that are dangerous. One of the things that they pointed out, that was Sir William Blackstone making commentaries, was that law was, or the king was not free to just do what the king wanted. The king was not free to do what the constituency wanted. The king had no freedom to do those things. The king was bound by law. So even if the constituency, the popular will, wanted something to be done, it could not be done. In America, I said, because we're in a post-Christian world, people don't have the ordinary chains of divine judgment. They don't have this sense of right and wrong that folks have had in history. And so you're going to see executives frivolously doing things in spite of the constituency and in spite of the law, but merely because of their whimsical passions, that their own philosophy that they would like to impose because they have great power. You're going to increasingly see that because our nation is increasingly depraved. We're going to go to another article that was here. This was in CNS News by Terrence P. Jeffrey, October 31st. This came out yesterday. U.S. birth rate hits all-time low. This affects us, folks. U.S. birth rate hits all-time low. 40.7% of babies born to unmarried women. Now, okay, there's two items here. One is low birth rate. I'm going to scroll down here. Let me look at the numbers here. It says 1.6 million babies born to unmarried women. Praise the Lord, because that's probably twice as many as the number of babies murdered in the uterus of their mother for the sake of profit and convenience this year. So that's a good news, that two-thirds of babies from unmarried women survived. That's a 66-67% survival rate. Praise the Lord for that. And 2.35 million were born to married women. Now let's do the math. I want to talk about this birth rate issue right away. I'm doing the math right now and I see 3.95 million babies. And there are about 60 million people in America. So it's just slightly more than 1%. The folks, is what we're going to need is 2% to reproduce ourselves. We're going to need 2%. at least 1.8%, no less than that. But we're looking at more like 2.1% would be really just how we would maintain stasis. So if you're thinking about investing in real estate right now, if you've got any plans for real estate, if you'd like to get in the construction business with a 1.95%, just slightly over 1% birth rate, that means that the construction industry is not the thing to go into. Demolition industry may be something that you'd want to think about, because we're going to have a whole lot of empty buildings that are going to increasingly become dilapidated. So the recycling business might be useful, or the dismantling business may be something that you ought to consider in the very near term, because without growing numbers of babies, there are certain things that aren't stimulating our economy, like buying Huggies and Pampers and things like that. It sounds facetious, but that's a reality. In fact, the how many 36, 37-year-olds since 1974 were murdered in the womb? So out of this, what is it, 3.9%? Let's say in 1975, 40% of that, there's 40% less people that would be buying houses, or at least being considering it as a married couple, hopefully. There's millions of people that would be in the house buying business today were it not for Roe versus Wade. In Texas, in the case Roe versus Wade was a Texas case, they complained that over 700 women had to go through the trouble of driving to New York City to kill the life of the baby within their womb that year. And they were complaining. After that, we're talking since that time, it's not 700, we're talking now 70,000 or more, actually more than that, were able to end the life of their baby in their womb. And that was Texas. It's affecting the economy today, folks. Not even divine intervention. The law of nature is coming back to haunt us. Now, the rest of this, and this is troubling news. So, sorry it's not cheery for you. The number here is 888-248-2046. The rest of this news is kind of weird. Now, here's the tough part. More than 40% of all babies born in the country last year were born to unmarried women. So the fact that we're having a low birth rate is troubling. It's just a byproduct of our growing depravity. But the 40% of babies born without two parents, without being married, is highly irregular, all right? It's not good. Now, I want to go to another article that somebody was complaining about these numbers, 40% of unmarried women. And this was something that is even more troubling. I'm sorry, I'm getting the news is getting worse and worse and worse. There's particular segments of our population where the unwed mother rate is 72%. This is back in an article a year ago, 2 years ago, 2010. And this is a Associated Press report from Houston saying 72% of black babies are born to unmarried mothers today. This was 2 years ago, according to government statistics. And this is a quote from Dr. Natalie Carroll from this somewhere in Houston. The girls don't think they have to get married. I tell them children deserve a mama and a daddy. They really do. And she goes on to tell them, a mama can't give it all, and neither can a daddy, not by themselves. Part of the reason is because you can only give which you have. A mother cannot give all that a man can give. A truly involved father figure offers more fullness to a child's life, no doubt, and adds more fullness to a mother's life. And of course, two heads bringing in the money is better than one. And it's just better, even if you have one income, that the income be the father, so that the mother would be nurturing the child. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So there's great tragedy here in that the family relationship is being demolished. It has been demolished. Now, let me go back here. What was interesting about this article is it went back in history. This issue entered the public consciousness in 1965. So this is 45 years ago, when a now famous government report by future Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan described a tangle of pathology among blacks that fed a, listen to this, 24% black illegitimacy rate. The white rate was then 4%. Now the white rate is, I'll try to find that what it is. Let's see. 29% of whites. Let's see the black community. 72% unmarried mothers. 17% of Asians unmarried. 29% of whites unmarried. 53% of Hispanics and 66% of Native Americans were born to unwed mothers in 2008. This is a great, troubling thing that is bound to wreak great havoc on our nation. This is the next generation. This is the next generation that your next generation is going to face. If you're doing your best to preserve your children, and I will tell you, again, those of you who work in the public school sector, this is a result of the education program that's been going on for a generation, and they wonder why these are the results. If you read the Communist Manifesto, it was very intentional. It just spelled it out. Their intention to undermine and dismantle the family and to take the mother and make her a worker, the father make her a worker, take the children at a certain way. They don't, at a certain age, they don't work, but up to a certain age, they're being prepared to be merely a worker. Everybody's a worker. Like a bunch of little brainless ants. That's what we're all supposed to be. And the education system was to teach everybody that family is bad. Some of the favorite books of even people that are in office, and we're hearing a lot about in the news today, are a little red book by Chairman Mao, where he talked about the family being bad, and that's the duty of the state to teach the children that the dismantling of the family is a higher cause. In fact, in Marx and Engels' Communist Manifesto, they talked about free love. They said, well, it's already happening now. Let's not say there's family integrity. There really isn't. They were depraved. They didn't know what they were talking about. They said, listen, let's just admit, let's just get it so everybody has the freedom to gratify themselves however they want. Now, they believed in evolution, that there's no God, there's no accountability, there's no right and wrong, there's no real morality. They mocked it. They said, let's just have everybody do what they want to do. And folks, that's what's been taught to this generation. So what's happening is you've got, especially in the more, you know, they use the term liberal, those liberal sectors of our society, which are, it's having the greatest impact on their status. We've got 53% of Hispanics, 66% of Native Americans, 72% of Black Americans that are having babies are not wed as of 2008. So what do we got to do? You know, and sometimes, I wondered if some of the things I say alienate people. The things I say are very uncomfortable. What do we got to do? What do we got to do to teach a young generation of whites, blacks, Hispanic, Native American, in other words, everybody, what do we have to do to reach this post-Christian, depraved, raised in the Communist Manifesto society? It's being lied to by the media. It's being bombarded with pornography. It's being reared. It's being weaned on pornography and self-gratification, me, 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 and dependency. What do we need to do to reverse it so that some of our next generation will be saved? And that's the question. The number here is 888-248-2046. We come back in the last segment. As promised, I'm going to continue on my series, A Day in the Life Without a Number. A Day in the Life Without a Number. I'm going to go, got another paragraph to read out of this letter I got from the Social Security Administration. Again, I challenge you, tell your pastors, tell somebody, you know, if they disagree with the kind of things I say. That's why we have our fairness doctrine, 888-248-2046. David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show. We'll be right back with this Preservative Talk Radio.